USA Radio News.
President Trump spoke on Wednesday with California Governor Jerry Brown to offer support as the state deals with catastrophic wildfires. That's a shift in tone from earlier when both were debating over how the fires were started. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke also traveled to California, as did FEMA Director Brock Long.
Our goal at FEMA is to support Governor Brown with achieving his response and recovery goals. I want to make sure that we're bringing to bear everything that we can from federal resources.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. McCarthy did address some of the GOP House midterm losses today. Frequent President Trump critic, attorney Mike Levinetti, was reportedly arrested on charges of felony domestic violence when he seriously injured his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else you gonna get that?
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today, where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. Mattis was asked en route to Texas if the troops would be handling law enforcement.
Law enforcement is left in the hands of the Customs and Border Police, who have the statutory authority to carry that out.
A survey looks into who America trusts behind the anchor desk. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Morning Consult Hollywood Reporter survey that looked at Americans' trust in well-known anchors on network and cable TV finds NBC News' Lester Holt is the most trusted news host in America. Among Republicans, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Ainsley Earnhardt were the favorite TV hosts. Among all surveyed, though, coming in last was Sean Hannity. 30% of the people surveyed say they don't trust him at all.
Thank you, Chris. And in case you're wondering, today is National Pickle Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion Wednesday supporting President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting Attorney General. Meanwhile, folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to Whitaker's appointment, including Republican Senator John Kennedy.
I don't think it's fair to the man to bash him before he even has a chance to find the men's room. He's done nothing that should make anybody worry.
Senator Mike Lee sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was also asked if he supports Whitaker.
Yes, I certainly support him. And the question that will be addressed in this Office of Legal Counsel memorandum is whether, to what extent, in what way, the president has authority to appoint him as interim attorney general.
Lee next addresses the legal authority that the president has regarding getting rid of former attorney general Jeff Sessions.
Whether the president decides it's time for a new course correction really is his call and his alone to make. That's not our call. If they want to quibble about the extent of the president's power to name an interim attorney general, that's a different question. I don't think that's really attached to the question of what the president's subjective mindset was when he made that decision.
And finally, getting Chick-fil-A just became a whole lot more convenient. The fast food joint announced on Tuesday that they'd begin delivering to more than 1,100 of their restaurants across the United States. Now, this is part of the DoorDash online food delivery service. The company did say deliveries would be made, though, within a 10-mile radius of participating locations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.